The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Good evening, everyone. Good morning and good afternoon to all those who are listening in different parts of the world. Welcome to a new episode. I am Coach Danielle Powell, aka Coach Danny. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray. If this is your first time listening in, feel free to join our private Facebook group under Singles Who Pray. We will love to have you. We are a community of singles who love to pray. We're looking to grow in the Lord. We love to have fun, but we also love to empower each other. I am a content creator for YouVersion. I have many devotionals on YouVersion, also Bible.com, so feel free to check it out. I'm also a Christian life coach. If you are looking for coaching, feel free to sign up for a discovery call on DanielleParl.com. This upcoming week, you will be having 3 days of fasting and prayer. So please pray before you do any fast. But if you would like to join us on this corporate fast, join us this week. We will be starting this Monday through Wednesday, August 22nd to the 24th. And we will have prayer every morning at 7 a.m. On Monday and Tuesday, we will have Pastor Dwayne Williams Jr., all the way from Maryland. He will be leading us in prayer. Also, Minister Danae Lawrence on Wednesday morning. She's in Georgia, and it's going to be a great time for us to go higher in prayer, and we are doing this fast together. In the fasting times, and you can fast at your own level, the beginner time is 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. if this is your first time fasting. Intermediate will be 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., and if you are more advanced in fasting, you can fast to 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So I'm so excited what the Lord is going to do in this fast. I'm praying that we will have the fortitude to complete it, and that we will, God will just reveal everything that we've been praying about, and we'll just grow in the knowledge of God during this fast. All right, so I want you guys to join us. If you're listening, join our private Facebook group, and the prayers will be on Facebook Live. All righty. I know it's pretty later than the time I usually release episodes, but it's been a long weekend. But I told myself I'm going to commit to making sure I release an episode on Saturdays. So if you are up right now, or maybe you're going to listen in later, I pray it's a blessing. So during prayer on this week, and I went back and forth because I didn't really want to talk about this topic, because it's really, you know, deep in my heart, not deep in my heart, but it's a difficult topic for me. But you know, every time God gives us a word, it's definitely to grow us. And I went back and forth, and like, God, give me something else to talk about. But the topic for today is rejected but restored. Go with me to 1 John 1:11. He came to that which was his own, but his own didn't receive him. And the person who was the most rejected in the Bible was Jesus. People rejected his teachings, his wisdom, his love. Even today, Jesus is still being rejected. The one who died for our sins, the one who knows everything about us, but still loves us, the one who sees our heart and not our past, the one who knows every secret, every failure, every mistake that we have made, but still loves and cares for us. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus and Jesus is still rejected. And if we are real, we can recall a time where we have rejected Jesus. We rejected his love. We rejected his correction. We have rejected his word. We have rejected his ways. But Jesus still loves us. Jesus still cares for us. And Jesus forgave us for our sins. And the great thing that I love about Jesus, because he went through the absolute worst thing that anyone can ever go through in their life. He was rejected by many, but he continued to operate in his purpose. He continued to love others, heal people, and also he continued to spread hope and joy. And another person who was rejected in the Bible is Joseph. And Joseph is one of my absolute favorite persons in the Bible. And go with me to Genesis 37, 19 through 20. "Here comes the dreamer," they said to each other. "Come on, let's kill him and throw him into one of the cisterns and say that an animal devoured him. And then we will see what comes of his dreams." Wow. Go with me to Genesis 37, 23 to 24. "So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the robe he was wearing, and they took him and threw him in a cistern. The cistern was empty, and there was no water in it." I hope I said that word right. But in this part, this is, you know, up to the part where Joseph's brothers was clearly already jealous of him. They were jealous because of how their father put Joseph on a pedestal. They thought that he was the favorite. And I just think that his father was just taking, special interest in him because he knew of the calling of Joseph. He knew that he had a special anointing on his life. But his brothers couldn't see that at the moment. All they could see is that he thought he was better than them, and he thought he was going to rule over them, and they was not with it. It was like, you are wilding, like, you gotta go. And they hate and their jealousy made them do something so crazy to Joseph. And many of us, we may not do anything that crazy. We may not, you know, but sometimes as humans, we may get jealous, or we may think that someone thinks they're better than, you know, whoever. But that should never put us in such a rage and hate to do something like how they did their own brother, their own blood. And as humans, sometimes we want to be accepted by the people who we love. And I know Joseph, he wanted his brothers to just, you know, accept what he was saying, accept his dreams, accept his calling on his life. And he just wanted them to accept him and love him. But they couldn't do that in that moment. And sometimes the hardest pill to swallow is when your own family doesn't accept you. The people who you truly love doesn't understand how God has created you. And even though Joseph was rejected, he was still destined for greatness. Even though Joseph was thrown into slavery, God still saw it fit for him to become a ruler in Egypt. Even though Joseph was rejected by his family, he still turned back around and saved his family. Even though he went through a process, he went through some hard times, he went through a season of, you know, great. He was in jail in some parts of his life. He went through some really hard seasons, but God still saw it fit for him to get the victory. We will all go through some type of rejection in our life. Maybe you have been rejected by a job opportunity that you really thought was meant for you. You prepared, you thought you did a great job in the interview, and you just thought that this was the door that God was going to open when it comes to job opportunities. Or maybe there was another open door for you that you were ready to walk through, but then you were rejected. Or maybe you were rejected by a circle of friends or an organization, and you just don't seem to fit in with them, or they just don't see, you know, the greatness that God has placed on you, and they just reject you. And now I'm talking to the singles. Maybe you have been rejected by someone that you truly liked or truly loved, and you just feel so rejected by that person, and you just want them to see you for who you really are, the great person, but they just don't see it. They reject you again and again. But sometimes God's rejection is his protection. A real moment for me, I struggled with rejection in different, you know, parts of my life. But every time I was rejected in any situation, it could have been a relationship, it could have been an opportunity. Like, I remember a long story time really quick. Long time ago, there was this is years ago, there was a position that I knew I was overqualified for. That's why I was so hurt when I didn't receive the job, but I was overqualified for this position, but I really wanted to, get this job, and I was rejected. And I felt that it was also racism was played a part. But later on in life, not in life, but months later, I understood why God rejected me. I was rejected in that position because, come to find out that it, you know, there was some racism there in this particular position, and that the person that was my boss was a hard person to work with. And the candidate that received the position, she'd end up quitting months later because she couldn't deal with the manager. And I always look at that situation like, wow, God blocked it. Even though I was like so angry that I was rejected, I was so happy that God blocked it. And God was like, no, I have something so much better. And God did open a door for something so much better for me down the line. And there were so many times, just different situations. Even it was in relationships. It was, you know, I remember one time I had this boyfriend that I loved, that I just thought he was the one. And this is before I was saved. So I really didn't know who I was dealing with at the time. But I really loved this guy, and he ghosted me. The singles, you know about the ghosting stuff nowadays. He ghosted me, and that was way of God blocking this relationship that could have been so bad for me. And it probably would have took me years to get over it. Or, you know, it could have had me stagnant. But God did it in a way where he just blocked it, and it was for my best. And I know someone out there, maybe you're going through a situation. I don't know why God is taking me this way, but maybe someone is going through that right now. Maybe you were rejected by someone. It could be I could be talking about a girl right now, or even a guy. You were rejected by someone, but I'm here to tell you, God sometimes blocks things for our protection, because God has something better for you that is on the way. Sometimes God is doing things that we don't even see behind the scenes. And every time I was rejected for something in my life, I can testify and say God has something greater on the other side. And anytime I was rejected, God's grace, God's love restored me back to where he needed me to be. Go with me to Genesis 45, 1 through 8. This is lengthy, but I need to read this part for you guys. So then Joseph could not restrain himself. Before all those who stood by him, he cried out, "Make everyone go out from me." And so no one stood while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. He wept out loud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard it. "I am Joseph," he said to his brothers. "Is my father still alive?" But his brothers were speechless. They were stunned to realize that Joseph was standing there in front of them. "Please come closer," he said to them. So they came closer, and he said again, "I am Joseph, your brother, who you sold in slavery in Egypt. But don't be upset. Don't be angry with yourselves for selling me into this place. It was God who sent me here ahead of you to preserve your life. This famine has run rampant in the land for 2 years. And it will last for 5 more years. And there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. But God has sent me ahead of you to keep you and your families alive, to preserve many survivors. So it was God who sent me here, not you. Ooh, let me say that one more time. So it was God who sent me here and not you. And he is the one who made me an advisor to Pharaoh, the manager of this entire place and the governor of Egypt. My gosh, this whole passage is so deep. And the Bible just, oh my God, I just love reading the Bible. Since it just gives us so many different revelations. I read this so many times, but this time it just spoke to me in such a different way. Sometimes, you know, we think that, you know, God will have people make decisions and do things that we may feel like they're doing it to harm us. They're doing this. But sometimes God will put a veil over someone's eyes so that his plan can come to pass. Joseph was rejected in one chapter, but accepted in the next chapter. In this chapter, he was sent to save his family, and not just his family, a whole nation. Because sometimes the rejection is part of your purpose. The rejection is a part of your assignment. The rejection is a part of you making an impact in someone's life. Rejection is purposeful. If Joseph wasn't rejected, he probably wouldn't have accomplished so many things that God was calling him to accomplish. If he wasn't rejected, he probably wouldn't have been able to save his family. The process that he went through allowed him to have a soft heart towards his family. Because if he didn't go through everything that he went through, being in prison, becoming a ruler, so many things, he had to work on his character. So many things helped him to work on his integrity. So many things helped him to have a heart of forgiveness. Hello. He was mature in this moment. He was able to forgive his family and love his family through everything that he went through. And this was a moment of restoration for him. This is our moment of restoration for his family. This is a moment for restoration for that nation. It was so bigger than the rejection that he started out with. And God was healing them. God was restoring them. Go with me to Joel 2, the second chapter, 25 to 26. I will restore the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter. My great army, which I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied in the praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt with you, and my people shall never be put to shame again. So I pray that this word help someone, uplift someone. God is restoring you no matter what rejection. I know sometimes rejection is a process sometimes. Like you can be rejected in your childhood and it still lingers into your adulthood. But you pray today that God, whatever rejection that has changed my mindset, whatever rejection that's keeping me stagnant, whatever rejection that's making me not able to forgive the ones who rejected me. Lord, today, I release it to you in the name of Jesus. So I pray that whoever's dealing with rejection today, you will leave it at the altar. Give it to God. I'm going to say that again. Give it to God. God is going to restore you. God is going to, it's going to restore you to the point that it didn't even happen. Like it happened, but it's not a big deal to you anymore. If that makes sense. So I just pray that this message is going to bring healing to someone. This message is going to bring a breakthrough to someone in this area of rejection. And we're going to pray. Pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for seeing a day we have never seen before. We sing of your goodness, oh God. We sing of your greatness, oh God. There is no one like you, oh God. We thank you for every single listener that is listening on today, oh God. You know them name by name and one by one. Continue to cover them, continue to strengthen them, oh God. Continue to love on them, oh God. On today, God, we thank you for the Singles Who Pray family. We thank you for this upcoming week of prayer and fasting, God. We are so ready to go deeper in you, to know you like never before. We want to grow in our word. We want to grow in the knowledge of you, God. We want to grow in prayer, God. And we are so excited for what you're going to do on this week, God. Cover every prayer gathering next week, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the testimony. We thank you for the breakthroughs. We thank you for how we are going to see you in a new way in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you today how you are restoring those who have been rejected in the past, oh God. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your covering, God. We thank you for how you are mending hearts on today, God. Thank you for the healing that is taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the process that you have us going through, God, so that we can get into our destiny, oh God, that we will live our purpose, oh God, that we will stay focused on our assignment, oh God. We thank you for your grace that continues to cover us, oh God. We thank you for your grace that continues to uplift us, oh God. We thank you for the strength that you are giving us on today, oh God, to keep going and it's to keep growing and to keep becoming more and more like you, oh God. We thank you for the new joy that is coming, oh God. We thank you for the hope that you are giving us on today, oh God. We just want to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.